The Singers and the Warlords, a story. The Angel's Plan. The angel in disguise devised a wise and clever plan. The angel met with all the warlord's trading partners, one group at a time. Based on personal experience, the angel meticulously and patiently explained how cooperating with the warlords made them accomplices in the harm the warlords were doing to everyone and to the universe itself. Trading with the warlords was indirectly causing great suffering. It was dishonorable. The trading partners knew this, but they had been greedy to profit from the deals. They had ignored the hidden cost, corruption of their own energy, and degradation of their own societies. The angel exposed their selfishness, and they were ashamed. The angel met with representatives from other civilizations and revealed the warlord's trickery, how they subtly twisted universal principles, how they slanted facts and perspectives to manipulate others into complying. These ways of the warlords were like weeds in the beautiful garden of the universe, and the awareness of all these groups would be crucial to seeing that the weeds would not sprout up again. All were now aware of how dangerous these weeds would become if allowed to grow. Soon the warlords lost the admiration they had enjoyed for as long as they could remember. They were crushed by the lack of respect and their impotence. They felt naked, empty, without recourse. Other groups stopped trading with them. They had been standing on the backs of others, relying on others' work for so long, and now their subordinates were no longer subordinate. The angel patiently explained to the warlords how they were causing their own suffering in the future by proceeding away from goodness and pulling others with them. The angel identified the specific principles of universal law they had been violating. Law meaning how the universe works, not decrees from somewhere. The elder warlords had long known these principles, but, like childhood bullies, no one had stopped them, so they had ignored their inner promptings. The angel also offered the warlords a path to joy and to love, a path that would not require them to relinquish their courage, intelligence, technologies, or expertise. They would never become foolish, only smarter. Eventually, they would be able to feel truly happy. The angel enlisted several civilizations to help repair the damage to groups the warlords had controlled and misguided. More advanced souls would gratefully shed light on universal principles and fulfill this healing role. The angel in disguise also saw that the singers were growing steadily toward goodness. They needed only some insights and realizations to help them over the hump they created by rejecting everything associated with the warlords. The singers needed to accept that although loving kindness is good, severe discipline and even harshness are sometimes required. The singers needed to recognize that some people don't want to be kind or loving or even happy, and that these people have a right to their own choices, even if their choices are foolish. Some people want to be mean and cruel, to wage war, to hurt others, and to experience the results. The singers needed to protect themselves from such people, not pretend they didn't exist, or that they could simply be changed with kindness. The singers needed to maintain their self-defense and wartime capabilities to the highest level in order to protect their civilizations. Letting down their guards and just assuming everyone else would be nice would never suffice. They needed to recognize and accept the true nature of anyone they encountered. The angel in disguise planted the seeds of these realizations into the thought and heart of the singer's civilizations. The angel's task was done, but there was more to come.